Welcome to episode 1214 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Our special series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, continues today focusing on another of Jesus' miracles. What can we learn about Jesus and how we should respond to him by considering what happened in this encounter during Jesus' final journey to Jerusalem, recorded in Luke 17, 11-19?
Between Samaria and Galilee, on the edges of society and hope, 10 men walked the same road every day. Not because they had anywhere to go, but because nowhere would have them. They were lepers, cast out, unclean, living in the shadows of a world that had forgotten their faces.
Another day, same wind, same dust, same nothing.
Better than the stairs. Better than the stones they throw if we go near the town. At least the dust doesn't spit on us.
Do you ever forget, for just a moment, what it was like to be touched, to hold your child, to feel clean?
I remember too much. My wife's face when they drove me out. My little boy crying, thinking I'd done something wrong.
We didn't do anything wrong. We just got sick.
Wrong or not, we're dead men walking. Might as well get used to it.
Wait, do you hear that? Voices coming up the road.
A rabbi. I think I've heard this name in whispers, even out here. Jesus of Nazareth.
Quickly, don't get close. Stay back. Unclean, unclean.
The men shuffle back, forming a line. They quickly moved out of the way of the crowd. And then they saw him, the one the rumors called healer, Messiah, friend of sinners, 10 broken men, one desperate hope.
Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
Have mercy. Heal us. Save us.
Have mercy.
Heal us. Save us.
Master, these lepers are making a spectacle.
They are crying out, and I hear them. Go, show yourselves to the priests.
The priests? We're not healed. He's sending us away. Still broken?
No, he's sending us, as if we are healed.
Then we go.
The men start walking toward the temple. They have hardly begun walking for 5 minutes before they realize that something has changed.
Wait, my hands! Look, my skin! It's whole! I can feel my fingers!
My legs, I can walk without pain. Oh, blessed God of Israel.
It's gone. It's all gone. The sores, the stench. I can breathe. I'm a new man.
We're clean. We're clean.
Wait, I can't just go to the priests. I have to go back.
Matthai, where are you going?
Back to the one who healed me, to thank him. Jesus. Thank you. Oh, Master, thank you.
We're not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?
You healed me. You saved me. You saw me.
Rise, go your way. Your faith has made you well.
Leprosy in the first century was more than a disease. It was a sentence of isolation. According to Levitical law, lepers were required to live outside the community, wear torn clothes, cover their faces, and cry out unclean to warn others of their presence. It wasn't just physical suffering. It was the pain of exile, the slow erosion of identity and dignity. When these 10 men called out to Jesus, they weren't just asking for healing of their bodies. They were asking for restoration of their lives, their families, their place in the community. They were asking to be made whole again. Jesus' response is striking. He doesn't touch them as he did other lepers. He doesn't declare them healed on the spot. He simply says, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." This instruction goes back to Leviticus 14, which prescribed that only a priest could declare a leper clean and restore him to the community. Jesus is telling them to act as if healing has already happened. And here's the miracle's first key. As they went, they were cleansed. The healing came in motion. It came as they obeyed his word. They had to turn from their brokenness, take the first steps of faith, and walk toward the promise. As they went, Their skin began to change. The lesions faded. The numbness gave way to sensation. Strength returned to their limbs. The horror that had defined their lives for so long was gone. 9 of them kept walking. One of them stopped, turned around, and ran back to Jesus. Luke tells us he was a Samaritan, a double outcast in Jewish eyes. He fell at Jesus' feet, praising God in a loud voice, gratitude pouring out of him like water bursting from a dam. Jesus' words are piercing. Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And then, to the man at his feet, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Let's get deep. Jesus moves toward the margins. This miracle begins on the borderlands, between Galilee and Samaria, between the acceptable and the despised. Jesus consistently shows up in the places where others avoid. He walks the edges, where the marginalized live, and hears the cries of those others have silenced. This reveals Jesus' heart. He is the Savior who moves toward the broken, the excluded, the forgotten. He doesn't wait for them to clean themselves up. He meets them where they are, in their uncleanness, and speaks a word of hope. Jesus honors the faith that acts. The lepers were not healed instantly. They were healed as they went. This tells us that faith is not merely believing in our hearts, but stepping forward in obedience, even when we don't see the outcome yet. Jesus invites us into this kind of active trust. He speaks a word, and the question becomes, will we walk on it? Will we move toward the promise before we see the proof? Jesus gives more than physical healing. All 10 were healed, but only one heard. Your faith has made you well. The Greek word used here can mean saved or made whole. Jesus is pointing beyond the physical cure to a deeper salvation, the healing of the soul, the restoration of relationship with God. This reminds us that Jesus' mission is not just to fix our circumstances, but to transform our hearts. His ultimate gift is not just health, but himself. Jesus welcomes the outsider. It's no accident that the one who returns is a Samaritan. Jesus highlights him intentionally. The kingdom he brings shatters social and religious boundaries. Gratitude, faith, and worship are what mark true disciples, not ethnic background or social standing. In elevating the Samaritan's response, Jesus teaches us that the gospel is for all, and that those we least expect may show the deepest faith. Jesus seeks our gratitude. Jesus does not need our thanks to heal us, but he notices gratitude, or the lack of it. Not because he is insecure, but because gratitude reveals the state of our hearts. The 9 received a gift and went on with their lives. The 1 recognized the giver and turned back. Jesus longs for us to live not just as receivers of blessings, but as worshipers of the one who blesses. Gratitude draws us into deeper relationship and opens our eyes to the true source of our healing. What does this mean for us? Be willing to cry out to Jesus without shame. The lepers called from a distance. They didn't have the right to approach, but they cried out anyway. Jesus hears desperate prayers. Don't wait until you feel worthy. Come to him as you are. Walk in obedience before you see the answer. Healing came as they went. Trust often means moving forward on Jesus' word even when the evidence hasn't appeared yet. Take the step of faith. Return in gratitude. Don't just receive the blessing, return to the blesser. Worship is the natural response to grace. Gratitude is not an add-on. It's part of the healing process. Seek wholeness, not just fixes. Jesus offers more than solutions to our problems. He offers salvation for our souls. Let his healing go deeper than your skin.
The healing of the 10 lepers is more than a story about physical restoration. It is a window into Jesus' heart. He is the Savior who walks the margins, hears the cries of the desperate, and responds with mercy. He calls us to trust him enough to step forward before we see the answer and to return in gratitude when his grace breaks into our lives. In the one Samaritan who turned back, we see the kind of response Jesus longs for, a heart that recognizes the giver, not just the gift. Above all, this story reveals Jesus as the one who doesn't just heal bodies, but makes souls whole. His mercy reaches beyond disease to touch identity, dignity, and eternity. Father, thank you for the mercy you have shown us through Jesus, who hears our cries and meets us in our brokenness. Teach us to walk in faith even before we see the answer, and to live lives marked by deep gratitude. May we return to you again and again, not just for the gifts you give, but to worship you as the giver and to be made truly whole in your presence. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.